Meow, 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 meow. Everybody, it's Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I am joined today by a very special guest, a man who's been on the show multiple times, my improv teacher, my lover and confidant, Sean Westfall.
Hooah, hooah. Oh, John. It's great to be here, I tell you.
You know
Portland's changed him.
Here's the thing. I'm not doing an imitation of Al Pacino. I'm doing an imitation of, like, Kevin Spacey's
of
imitation.
Yeah.
Which is fucking...
Which is
creepy as hell. Yeah. So, yeah.
I have never in my life been able to do an organic impression.
Now I'm
going to
be murdered for that. So, yeah.
So. Oh, the way he's been killing off all his accusers?
Exactly. Even Vox, said, is Kevin's... Like, the headline, Vox, you know.
Yeah.
Is Kevin Spacey seriously killing all his accusers? That was the headline.
Next is Anthony Rapp.
Yeah. Yeah, oh no.
Next is Anthony Rapp.
Oh, the world will be a little darker for that.
It will be.
Yeah.
With a star extinguished like that.
Hooah!
Eva Crickshin, you're also here.
Introduce me.
Time to acknowledge Eva Crickshin. These two are both stage whores? Is that the technical term?
Yes, they are stage whores.
Yes.
The whores should have two syllables. Whores.
I've been listening to nothing but impressions and musical numbers getting belted out for the last 30 minutes. So this is cool. This is what it's like.
525,000.
Think back on all the tales that you remember.
I feel like I've given birth to gay twins, but I'm just figuring it out.
On the street where you live.
Oh, my good Lord. Yeah, so this is we're doing this in the wake of Christmas. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll just talk Christmas and Sean's back. So what the fuck does anyone want to discuss? So many funny things were mentioned before the show, none of which can go on air. So it's all on me. Let's talk Christmases, Sean.
Sure. Yeah.
Sean, first you, man.
What do you want to know?
You're back in the area.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, how is Portland?
Always wanted to go.
I am slowly falling in love with Portland.
Yay.
It's a great city. So here are sort of my quick talking points about Portland.
Okay.
And we can you guys can chime in or move on or whatever. But what I love about Portland is, I spent 20 years in D.C. Actually spent like a 5-year stint in D.C. prior to settling down in D.C. in 1999. 20 years in D.C. And as we all know, there are cool places in D.C. to hang out, right?
Yeah.
Adams Morgan, Street, Petworth, Foggy Bottom, Georgetown, wherever the cool bars and clubs and things like that are. And, you know, the thing of it is, like, everyone tends to gravitate towards these places. So, you know, U Street on a Friday or Saturday night is just madhouse crazy. Adams Morgan the same way,
mm-hmm.
right? And the reason is because there's no other places in the other neighborhoods to go. People go to where the coffee shops and the clubs and the bars, and the really cool bars too, right?
Oh, there was a really cool little spot on 80T Street Northwest.
Oh, that's right.
A hub.
Since defunct.
A hub of theater.
But what I love about Portland is...
Single tier.
Yeah. What I love about Portland is there's a cool bar and a cool coffee shop in every part of town.
That's nice.
There are certain like, you know, avenues and strips that where these things tend to gravitate. Tend to be located, but for the most part, you move anywhere in the city and you are only a few blocks away from a damn good coffee shop, a damn good bar, a damn good music venue. It's like that everywhere, and I'm not exaggerating.
What is the bum's feces situation?
The bum's feces situation?
Yes.
So there is a distinct noticeable homeless population in Portland,
okay.
as there are in every major city, of course.
Yeah.
But the homeless population actually literally camps out on the street, on the sidewalk. Like, they set up, you know, like, camp. And in a certain...
Are they waiting for tickets to an event?
You would think. That's what you think. Oh, my God, it's the Who's coming. Yeah. It's 1979 and the Who is coming. Too bad 11 people trampled to death in Cincinnati. But the Who is coming, right? They're not waiting for Who tickets.
No.
So they do... There's one part of the town, like, they tend to camp out... In the Chinatown area and other parts, again, set up in like two or three. You'll see, walk down the street, two or three camps set up. Right. Here's the difference between homeless people in Portland and homeless people in D.C. They're not as aggressive. They're They're cool. They don't bother you. They don't, you know, they don't ask you for the. Occasionally, you'll get asked for money, but not as frequently as you would here in D.C., where they're like, you know, hey, what's good? Maybe it's like an East Coast West Coast thing.
Yeah, sorry, our bums have hustle, Westfall.
That's right, that's right. The homeless people are more laid back, you know, considering the circumstances.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are my sort of primary talking, but I have other things that I love about
the homeless in New Orleans. Like, they put on a show for you.
Do they?
Yeah. And they all have dogs, so I'm just constantly giving money
out. The homeless in Portland have dogs and cell phones. Like, they all have cell phones.
Cell phones?
Yeah.
No.
Do they use, like, Square and Venmo?
I'm not sure what they use. I don't know.
Venmo me some money.
I've seen hobos Venmo before.
Hobos?
Yeah. Hobos, yeah. In between their stories. As they ride the rails.
Do they have that, the stick?
The bindle.
Like the bindle in the back.
That's right. They do.
Did you ever read John Hodgman's book? The first one.
We're
both like, there are these things called books. And inside the covers, they have information, which if you're familiar with the language, you can, you know.
Yeah.
But he in one section of the book, and he does it throughout, he lists like 800 hobo names.
Okay.
Hobo Joe Junk Pan. And that's just one of 800 brilliant hobo names.
I feel like the Venn diagram for hobo names and porn star names is a circle.
Starring Candy Loving and Hobo Joe Junk. Winner Adult Film Star 2015.
Oh, God.
Best male adult film star.
Hobo Joe Junk Pan.
Here's the hobo from my neighborhood, Rocco Siffredi. Say what's up.
That's a very specific genre for porn. I'm really into hobo porn.
Yeah. Suck my bindle, bitch.
Super into hobo porn.
Oh, yeah.
What's that rule? Rule what? 34?
34, rule, yeah. 34.
I really want to go to Portland. I've always wanted to go there.
Which part sold you? The laid-back hobos?
The laid-back hobos. I feel like I can make... If you can make it in Portland.
You
can,
yeah. Well, that's what they say. You go to like a small town like Portland, and if you can make it there as a hobo, then go to the big city.
That's right.
I know I could be homeless in New York.
Really?
I lived there for so long. Like
in a home, I'd like to spend.
I know where to go.
So in my more depressed moments here in D.C., and let's.
I don't know why I laughed at that.
Let's face it. There wasn't one. There was a moment where I wasn't. This is a lead up to a question for you. Like, I would walk places or drive by places or go like, yeah, I could live there. Yeah, if I had to, I could live there.
Pointing at the Ritz-Carlton. Yeah.
I could be homeless at the Ritz-Carlton.
I could hobo there.
Right.
No, in New York, it's just, I know where to go to get free food.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I know that AA meetings are 24/7.
Right.
And they're usually in churches. They're warm and there's coffee.
Right.
And
right.
donuts.
Right.
And that's
all
you need.
You would be so sober.
I would be so effing sober. Like, I've been to one AA meeting in New York, and it was full of the hobos.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And it was a midnight meeting, my first AA meeting ever. And I was like, wow, that's really smart.
Right,
They're out of the cold, there's coffee, and there's donuts.
Right.
And no one's going to bother them. Like, are you really an alcoholic?
Right.
Yeah. Like, how do you think I got here?
I'm drunk right now.
Yeah, I'm wasted right now. Yeah. You know, here's a 24-hour chip and a donut. Like, yeah. I could totally...
Do you have anything to mix with the coffee? It's cold outside.
I mean, I just know where
to
go.
My dog needs bourbon.
I think it's because I lived there so long.
What's the thing they ask if anyone has a desperate need to...
A burning desire.
Burning desire to... Yeah.
I got something I want to share.
So would you...
Your hobo voice. I got something.
old crusty man.
It's a Nick Nolte impression as well.
You're going down, Eddie.
I have claimed that I think I do an excellent Nick Nolte, and everyone says I don't.
I want to hear your Eddie Murphy.
He's, look at his little face.
John's face just went like this. He's like staring at me like I'm holding up, you know, a brisket or something. I want to hear your Eddie Murphy.
Carve the flesh. Yeah, you don't have a theater to lose. Go
for it. That's right.
Oh, God. Did everyone watch that SNL?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch it live. I've tuned in, though, since.
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely, like, yeah, I knew my mom would be good for recording it. I fast-forwarded through it. I think it's the first SNL I've watched in maybe 15 years. I take that back. I saw James McAvoy's SNL earlier this year, and that was my first in easily 15 years.
James McAvoy. The little wee Scotsman.
Is he little wee?
James McAvoy, isn't he?
He's not a big guy.
Yeah,
really? He's all jacked.
He's very jacked.
Yeah, he's very jacked.
He was in Atonement, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now I know who he is. He's adorable.
Split.
Did you guys see the movie that Charlize Theron made where she's a spy, a Russian spy, and she, like, kicks ass throughout the entire movie?
I didn't see it.
Atomic Blonde?
Yeah. He was in that. He played the CIA guy.
I forgot that.
He's adorable. Yeah. But he's very tiny.
Oh, he's just pocket sized. Yeah, you just want to put him in your puss. just in his entirety, not his penis. Just get, like, the way you want to go into AA churches, you want James McAvoy to find a home in your puss.
He's actually in there right now.
Hello.
That was my Scottish voice.
That was your Scottish voice.
Eva, could you let me out? It's nice in here, no, but I'd rather be there with you too. Talking about Portland and the Hoobas.
Yay!
Hobo, you know, in Scotland, our hobo names are Homo Hamish Junk Pants.
Oh my God. Hobo Hamish.
The actors are ganging up on me. I'm outnumbered. They're doing vices and other talented things
that you can't do.
I can't. I can just be crass and armpit fart into the mic to the tune of Black Betty.
Christmas.
Yeah.
So what did you think of SNL?
Oh, I think they marched.
Oh, right. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, they marched him out and put him through the most whorish paces possible.
Tell me why. Yeah.
I mean, it was just literally every character of his that I know they put him through again.
I don't think Eddie gets marched out and put through paces. I think Eddie dictates the terms of everything he does. Hmm. So.
I would assume. Yeah. But I guess, I don't know. I just feel like, what are they going to do other than make him do Mr. Robinson's and Gumby?
I think he was actually excited to do that.
He might have. I mean, it's been 25 years.
35.
Yeah, 35. So I'm eager to do almost anything from 35 years ago. When I was a kid on the beach, a seagull shit on my back, and it felt like lava in the moment. But you know what? I am so dead inside now, I'd gleefully let a seagull shit on my back. Do I want to do it every Saturday?
Rule 34.
No. It really did feel like, I guess, Eva, when one takes a blast.
You know, when one takes a blast to the face.
Yeah, from James McAvoy. Pint-sized.
You know which, the two sketches that stood out to me, they do it every year on SNL now, I think. And it's sort of like the toast at Christmas dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
it's,
yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, oh, that was, this is that so was great. Yeah. That one was great.
Right, right, right.
That
yeah.
was so good. Right. And then the one, what was it?
The elves at the end.
The elves at yeah. the end.
That
was hilarious.
That was the best sketch of the evening, and it was the last sketch.
I like the toast.
Yeah.
But elves was up there for me.
Literally, elves was good.
You guys are focusing on the two that weren't him going through one of his old bits.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mind. I think everything for the work worked, you know, trying to sort of shoehorn these characters back into sketches worked for the most part. Velvet Jones, I don't think worked.
That was the most tired thing.
Yeah,
yes.
And because they were trying to shoehorn it.
Okay, I didn't watch that one.
Into Black Jeopardy, which is already funny as hell, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so
Black Jeopardy is funny.
Black Jeopardy. So it didn't get a chance to sort of it's both formats suffered because they were trying to sort of meld these two sketches together. This character with a sketch. I don't think it worked. So, yeah, but otherwise,
I didn't watch that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Velvet Jones.
Yeah.
But, Sean Westfell, officially against miscegenation.
That's right.
Turn it here. Yeah.
But the elves one was hilarious.
Do me a favor. Title the YouTube. Please do. You just do that.
Like when he came out with the elf leg. Like I was like, that's
I
so,
just, the toast.
It don't matter.
What's your name? I lost it. When, my name is Kittle Diddles.
Yeah. I didn't choose it.
I don't like my name, so I don't say it. friggin' lost it right there. That was brilliant.
But the toast was amazing. Like,
I like Sean's Eddie impression on air. My name is Kitty.
I thought that was you don't like my Eddie impersonation?
Oh, I love it. Just off air. It was a little saucy.
I don't want to hack Eddie's. No, I don't want to do Eddie better than Eddie.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's right.
Then you'll be living in New York with me.
That's right.
And Eva the hobo.
And hobo Joe Jones.
Yes. No, the toast was amazing, though.
Toast was good. Yeah.
Yeah. And thanks, Dad. Yeah. The boy, and he's like the little white fiance.
I didn't know either white fiance or the black woman who played his fiance. Those are newish.
They're newer. I think the fiance's been on a little longer than her.
Okay.
They don't use either of them that often though.
Yeah, but shame. She's effing cute.
She's beautiful. Yeah. She's really beautiful.
They're featured players at the end.
They're both in that featured Junkland.
Yeah.
Oh, does anyone ever get promoted from that? I feel like it doesn't happen that often. Or am I talking? About
I was actually a feature for 10 seasons. I was look where I am now.
You and your best friend Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried. Look, John Papa Georgia.
I saw him on the streets of New York one time, and he looked really sweaty.
Really? Was he bigger than James McAvoy, though?
He was very wee, too. James McAvoy is just tiny.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he's a small man.
We think Hollywood actors are taller than they actually are.
Yeah, no.
Tom Cruise is...
Like 5'6"?
Yeah, 5'6".
Yeah, which is, right. I think, my height. I tell people I'm 5'7".
Mm-hmm.
Because I usually wear a little heel or a booty, but like...
Deceitful silly. You just trade in deception.
But then I've seen Will Ferrell, like, just walking on the street, and he's a monster.
Yeah,
he's
I imagine.
So
he's,
tall.
Yeah.
And Vince Vaughn was really tall.
Very puffy.
He looks cute.
I imagine 2 inches of his height is just booze inflammation. Just
like Pig Pen. Yeah. Like how he has the stink lines coming off of him. His is just a booze smell.
He actually looks like a Keith Haring drawing.
I just laugh. I'm like, book knowledge.
You don't know what a Keith Haring drawing is?
I don't. I know Haring's a fish.
No.
We're halfway there.
Jesus Christ.
Haring.
You mean the guy that played Jon Snow?
No.
What?
Kit Harington.
Oh, Kit Harington. I was trying to remember his name.
Remember the like stick figure drawings, World AIDS Day with the like mm-hmm. the, yeah.
There's nothing funny about AIDS,
no.
dude.
I'm not.
I know. Come on.
God, John Papa Georgia. Yeah.
But there is funny things about Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert with AIDS, hilarious. But not AIDS itself. No, tell me about World AIDS Day.
No. Anyway.
For all the bug chasers.
There are 9 people listening to you who got... Well, 8. 9 people
got
total.
Got AIDS?
9 people total listening to you. Uh-huh. One person got that Keith Haring joke and thinks
and
I'm fucking...
Joe Gagliardi.
Is he listening?
I didn't see that coming. Oh, I bet he's typing madly in the comments of the YouTube right now.
Why was I not invited?
Yeah, you live in Annapolis, buddy. Go back to your world of smoking meats. It's just what he loves to do. Anytime I talk to Joe, he's like, man, I got like a brisket ready to go. I got a pork shoulder. I'm like, hey, he was inviting me over. I'm like, well, what do you have to do at your place? He's like, dude, there's so much smoked meat. I'm like, that is not social currency.
But you don't really eat meat.
I'm not big on it. Like if you,
I love meat. I'd be down for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you show me like a thing of 4 pounds of it, I'm like, well, half of this is gonna wind up in the trash. So sure, my mouth is better than a trash bin. But if you're like, do you want me to kill a lamb in front of you and then feed his chopped flesh? Like, no.
You would actually be for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd be like, I just want to eat. Just take off one of his little legs so I can have that and the lamb lives.
We had lamb for Christmas dinner. That's a Christmas.
Did you really?
That's a Christian tradition.
With the lamb jelly on it?
Yes, yeah, the mint jelly on the side.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Mint jelly. Mm-hmm. My dad did it
I
on
want
the grill.
Lamb jelly.
it was leg of lamb, right?
Yeah. And he grilled it.
Did mm-hmm. he put, like, what you supposed to put on?
Like
to,
rosemary.
Rosemary. Thank you very much.
My dad does all the cooking. It was good.
Yeah.
Rosemary Clooney impression. Either one.
Okay.
Come on
Rosemary.
To my house. Come on my house. I'm gonna give you a candy.
Again,
I just know White Christmas. That's episode. The only movie I've seen of hers. I love her.
I've never seen White Christmas.
No?
No.
What?
Sorry.
You've never? Oh, my God.
My dad came from Greece. Yeah. Dreaming. I know the song.
Snow.
Oh,
White
Christmas. I'm a big fan.
Snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Should have been on the Scarface soundtrack.
White Christmas is basically a propaganda film for cocaine. Do you guys know that? Yeah. It's just
snow.
We're going to be tooting it up on those. Big, huge bumps in the bathroom.
Fly, pelican, fly, pelican.
You've never seen White Christmas. No. It surpasses, like, Christmas movies to me.
What are all the white person Christmas movies? So there's Christmas Story.
Bells of St. Mary's.
What? Okay.
I haven't seen that one.
That's a Christmas movie. Well, maybe it's a religious movie.
Yeah.
But Bing Crosby's in that.
I love. When he's the priest.
Exactly.
I have seen that.
Right, you got a Zozo.
Yeah, Zozo's prattle.
Yeah.
That's Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
That is Mr. James Stewart.
Bing Crosby talked like this. Everybody talked like this. Oh. Hey there, what's going on?
So we got what? White Christmas, Wonderful Life, Christmas Story.
Right.
I guess people have added Elf to the canon.
I've never seen Elf.
What? Really?
I'm sorry. Finally. That's criminal.
Is it?
Yeah. It is.
I might have been glug glug gutter drunk when I saw it, but okay. I don't remember. So I need to see it sober.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes,
I've never
the original
seen that.
Version with
original
with,
Natalie
with
Wood.
Natalie Wood
and
Maureen O'Hara.
Maureen O'Hara.
Yeah.
She was so beautiful.
Natalie Wood is the one the piece that got shoved off the boat.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Yes.
By her husband Robert Wagner.
Robert
pretty
Wagner.
Much. Yeah. Right. Pretty goddamn much.
Yeah. You know who else was on the boat, right?
Elvis.
Christopher Walken was on.
Yeah, right. Christopher Walken.
I was there. It's crazy. Got in a big argument. Sure. Wow.
Sure.
I forgot about that.
I'm just basically doing Kevin Spacey's entire
That's
oeuvre.
Fine.
Right.
That's fine.
He's good.
He's good.
He's really good.
Yeah. When he wasn't killing witnesses.
Yeah. Killing the men he assaulted.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Someone called Jay Whitaker. If Pete Maybe/Jay Whitaker is killed, this is
Holy
not.
Shit.
This is not a
we
drill
need to protect that that man. Pete,
the right wing has it right.
Pete, do you know him?
Oh yeah. He's taking my class.
Okay,
Pete, if you're listening, let us know. Yeah. You're okay right
we
now.
Just want to throw us.
Oh out. Yeah, Pete. Let us know.
Just throw us a bone. We want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because he dropped the dime on Kevin Spacey on this show.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Like, cowardly, after, like, 50 people had come out and admitted that
Kate
Spacey had molested him. He's like, well, you know.
We hung out.
Yeah, we hung out.
And I was like, there's no way. Well, anyway, I don't want to.
What? No, what?
Well, I'm just like, why would Kevin Spacey just hang out with him?
Exactly. He's a handsome guy.
He's super handsome.
Yeah. And why would you just, yeah.
Kevin Spacey doesn't need friends.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, me around a hot girl, I'll sit around for, like, years because there's going to be that one sad
play that
fuck
waiting
up
game.
Day. Yeah, exactly.
Just play that waiting game.
He cheated on me! And she's literally, like, looking between me and the cactus. And it's like, oh, I guess I can fuck one of these.
The cactus.
Exactly, yeah. And actually pulls the nettles from her labia.
And James McAvoy comes out.
It's actually me pulling them out.
Is it labia or labia?
Labia.
Is it labia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like labia because of Nintendo Labo, the toy. So it's just easier to remember
it
one
like
sound.
When I hear labia, I think of like a dog like lapping water.
Really?
Like lap, labia, lapping. Ugh. Gross.
Laplanders equally disgusting.
Yeah. Is that what you call vaginas?
Yeah.
Laplanders?
That's exactly. I'm like, that's
excuse
what
me, madam. I'd like to go to your Laplanders.
Shut up, James. Get in there.
What, Eva? What else are I doing? Now I've gone Irish. You know? What am I doing, Eva?
James McAvoy currently eating Eva out from inside. Like the kids eating the candy wallpaper in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And I do taste like a snozzberry.
So that's how the gobstopper ends.
Wait, what were we talking about? White people Christmas movies.
Yeah, white people Christmas movies.
So we got Miracle.
Die Hard.
Die Hard is a white person Christmas.
Yeah,
movie.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Die Hard. I think we said them all.
Yeah. Are we covered?
Yeah, or maybe what are the Chevy Chase ones?
Well, yeah,
Fletch Lives.
Yeah, Fletch Lives. But I think there's that series of like movies that came out in the 90s, like Deck the Halls and
Santa Claus. I love that movie with Tim Allen.
The Santa Claus. Yeah,
that movie's hilarious. I saw that in the movie theater.
Yeah,
I do remember that.
Yeah,
that was great.
I've never seen it.
What?
He becomes Santa somehow.
Yeah. Say what? You've never seen it?
I've never seen Santa Claus. I've never seen Jungle to Jungle.
I've never seen that.
I've
never seen that.
Barely seen Home Improvement. I love cocaine, though. So I am a fan of some of Tim Allen's work.
Dozens.
Yeah.
He did 3 years.
I know.
Yeah.
Honed his craft there. I like to imagine that
opened his butt.
He got super funny. Yeah, like telling jokes and not get raped. You're a funny motherfucker, Tim. I'm not going to rape you today.
I'm not going to draw titties on your back and fuck you from behind.
Why don't you go on Papa George's show more often, Sean? Oh, I don't know.
I'm so sorry.
Did you move to Portland to get away
from so me? Sorry. I'm so sorry. That's why I'll never get Pete Bergen.
Why don't you tell us about your Christmas?
Oh, my Christmas?
Yeah.
I had 90 minutes of Christmas this year.
Yay.
Yay. I've been living in a long stay hotel
for
a couple of weeks.
Why have you been doing that? What is a long stay hotel versus a short stay hotel?
Like it's extended stay America.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So like Sweet America, those things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. As far as I can tell, all that happens is I have two burners and the maids only come once a week.
Okay.
that's the difference.
And why are you doing this?
So my brother about 2 weeks ago got in an auto accident.
Jesus.
Yes. Yeah. Someone cut a left on a green, but not a green arrow in front of him, and he plowed into them, and then the airbag snapped his forearm.
Jesus.
Yeah. The crash wasn't so big. I picture it like he was in the crash, and then he was like, oh, it couldn't get any worse, and then 3 seconds later, the airbag deployed.
Yeah, something. And he's a guitar. He's a guitar teacher.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah.
That's not good at all. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. It's not.
It's not fine.
But it's ironic. There we go. Yes.
Yeah.
So he drives around for work all the time.
Right.
He's a traveling guitar teacher. So his arm got snapped, and it was a bad enough fracture that he needed to go in for surgery to get it set a week or so later.
Right.
Well, in the interim, I got like a horrific cold, like one of those colds that's almost the flu, but not really.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so
it's almost AIDS, but
yeah, exactly.
Not really.
I was not part of World AIDS Day, so I didn't get AIDS. That's the only day it's transmitted.
So you weren't part of a Keith Haring drawing?
No, I was not part of the Kit Haring.
Who, by the way, is dead and died of AIDS. So.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Should have stopped tempting the fates and doing those AIDS drawings. So
what is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yay! Ding, 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 ding.
I laughed.
Yeah. So my brother's been in a long stay hotel for like 9 months because he broke up with his long term, let's just say partner in the theme of the episode. No, mm-hmm. his girlfriend. And he was like, fuck it. I'm not getting another place full time. I might want to exit here. So he's been just bouncing around these hotels. And so.
Which sounds like my dream. I love hotel
it's okay.
life.
Yeah. Yeah. Toss in that the internet is like as that, fast as AOL speeds.
Can't do that.
Exactly.
Can't do that.
Yeah. So, he's come back to my mom's house, so I guess in case he falls in the shower or whatever the
right.
shit, like
sure.
he just wants to be covered. And I, so I wouldn't infect him before the surgery, got punted over to the long stay hotel.
Wow.
Yeah, where I just sat in bed and sweated out like a scene mm-hmm. from Trainspotting for a couple of days. And yeah, so that's about it. I've been there for about 2 weeks. I guess I'll be there another couple of weeks, and then I'm looking to not go back home because, you know, I missed my cats for about a week. And then afterward, I was just like, that is a small price to pay for not being around my mom.
Right.
You know, like it just the realization kind of hit me. So, yeah, I went back home on Saturday or not Saturday, on Christmas. Saturday, Christmas, interchangeable.
Right.
It's a Greek thing. And yeah, we did a catered meal that featured turkey.
Nice.
Yeah, and we're roasting this catered meal, and an hour 45 into cooking the turkey, you're supposed to take the lid off of this foil that encased the turkey.
Right.
And we pull the lid off, and it turned out that the turkey had been in a plastic bag the whole time. And of course,
was it a bag, or was the turkey, was it like sealed in plastic?
It was sealed in plastic. Right. Okay. Yeah. So shit. The instructions had mentioned this not at once. And you figure they might, you know what I mean?
Right.
It was just completely hidden from view. So my mom starts screaming and panicking. And then my brother starts cursing both of us for effing up dinner. And I was just kind of like, I'm not coming around to be abused. Like, I'm 38. There's no presence I need here.
Right.
So I just boogied out and just hung out with our good friend Dawn Perlis all day.
Very cool.
Who had finished her friends.
Love Dawn.
Yeah, her Friendsgiving or whatever the hell they call it.
Friendsmas.
Friendsmas, yeah. I know, it's better than Friendsgiving. I'm so tired, I'm getting the wrong holiday. Because a baby moved in next door a couple days ago. So there's a baby screaming through the walls of my long stay.
So
that's been fun.
So are you going to use the long stay to pivot into getting your own place? Or are you going to go back?
Yeah, I think so. No, I don't want to go back all that
yeah.
all that badly. Like, right. It's fun. I play with my cats for 5 minutes, and then I think at this point dropped like 3-ish, 4 pounds a week or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in my mom's house, and it's just like, I'm trying to take milkshake enemas. Like, I couldn't eat more poorly and be desperately trying to gain back the weight. And I'm right. like, I don't know what friggin' curse is on this household, but right. it entails me becoming a fatter slob by the day. So,
yeah
I don't want to go back. I'm actually looking at doing a couple of months up in New York and finishing my UCB 301.
Well, very good.
And, yeah, I don't know. That's about it.
When would that happen?
Like mid-January, because my business is currently completely in the toilet, and it's like my shrink was like, well, you can just go while you're not missing out on all that much money, and then if you don't like New York, come back and try to get your business going then. I'm like, that works for me.
Just do it.
I will do it.
You have money. You have to. I just don't want you to like puss out at the last minute.
Yeah, puss out.
I'm not going to puss out.
Don't
guys.
Puss out.
Puss out.
Don't puss out.
Or I'll put James McAvoy up your.
Up my puss.
Up your wiener hole. What's it called?
Will we my urethra?
Yes, thank you. Your Aretha Franklin.
Wiener hole.
I picture it like every sci-fi movie ever where the spaceship docks with the home base. And he goes through the airlock.
James McAvoy.
That's how we transfer him. Yeah.
No, don't. Just do it.
Okay, I'll do it.
Do it.
And then I'll be up every weekend.
You should.
Yeah.
Sharing what one half of an Airbnb I have or whatever the hell I
nah,
want.
Nah, I can
doing.
Stay at my aunt's house.
Oh, well then. You don't even need me.
Well, she's you've in Jersey.
You've got your aunt and your hobo party where you'll get your free donuts and cider. Yeah, so no, my Christmas was fairly crap, but I spent it with friends. And yeah, I was like, so this is life as an ostracized gay man. And I did it. Hanging out with all my single friends back in town.
All your single girlfriends.
All my yeah, yeah. Well, I had Dawn and then my buddy Dan Lynn. We went to IHOP.
Yeah,
I was like, California Scramble. You know what? That hit the... As I dumped red strawberry syrup on my pancakes and wept about the Yule energy being spilled into it. And yeah, nothing. It was red.
I hope you treated the people who were working at the IHOP very nicely and very kindly and very generously.
Yeah.
He's good too. Yeah. I've eaten with him many times. He's always good
it
to
waiters.
It was like
$10.20. I left 15.
Well, nice.
Yeah.
That was okay.
I wasn't good. I wasn't acting. I was just asking to peruse your finances.
Yeah.
People are working on Christmas.
No, I was just playing the knife game from Aliens. I made a boo-boo.
No, he's very kind to waiters and staff of restaurants and stuff.
The help.
But I mean, particularly on this day, because
they're not exactly living the dream.
Yeah.
Like, just serving. God, I love going to IHOP. It's like Every IHOP.
Chantilly IHOP?
Yeah. Every IHOP just feels like you've entered Des Moines.
Yeah.
You know, like they say all the port cities of the world are one, kind of like, you know, just one. It's a port city. I get the, but I feel all the IHOPs you've entered Des Moines. Like, it's just fat people and rascals wearing a lot of flagship.
Well, I had a nice Christmas.
Did you?
I did.
Tell me about it. And what's left over so I can come by and eat?
Oh, we have a ton of food. Yeah. So much food. And I have your Christmas present.
What about mine, Eva?
Yeah.
I'm actually, yours is going to be belated. I'm bringing it the 30th when I come see you at Summers perform.
Look at this bitch sticking the landing.
I'm working the door that night.
For the three people who would show up.
Yeah. I'll get some people to come. Yeah. I can shout out.
Please do.
To some of my
peeps.
She has
an actual network of people, yeah.
What's that like?
Yeah. I love in the improv community, all your friends are improv friends.
Yeah.
It's just this big circle jerk.
That's right.
I'll come to your show, will you come to mine? And no one goes to either. And
now you know why the Unified Scene Theater failed.
Yeah.
Oh.
All that cum on the floor. That's right. From the circle
Nothing
jerking.
But cum.
No, it was nice. It was a good Christmas. It was the day before Christmas Eve is my boo's birthday.
Ooh. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
James?
Yes. McAvoy. McAvoy. So that was nice. And he's told me in the past he's been a little bit of like a Scrooge McDuck on Christmas as a kid.
Right.
I can definitely like understand that.
He walks around in a top hat and a coat, but no pants.
And dives into money.
Yes.
He had a nice birthday. It was super, super chill, low-key. And then Christmas was just presents, and I led a meeting that night out in Great Falls.
Oh.
Yeah. So
you didn't tell me you had a one-woman show.
I got to be a star for the night. Nice. So that was cool. And then yesterday...
Is that an easy way to get rooms? As I look to make it in comedy.
go get an addiction? Yeah.
Well, to pretend, you know, like, I mean, I'm an actor.
That's right.
Can I not?
Don't you go to OA?
I've been to OA twice, and both times I've just been like, everyone here is fat. I don't see an ab anywhere.
That's how AA people start. Everyone in these first meeting, everyone here's a friggin' weirdo.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm normal. You guys are all fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I went there, and two times it was this, a woman talking about her cats and her partner. And I was just like, get new material, lady. It was like going to an open mic and hearing a comedian do the same 5-6 months later. You're like, I'm better than this. I don't know about you, but I am.
Does that happen a lot? Like when you see your performer friends in improv, do they like recycle characters?
Well, not so much improv.
Not really, right?
No, he would.
Yeah. You've
done it for so long.
He would know better than I would. I'm not saying he would.
You see, especially when they're just starting out.
Yeah.
People have these sort of pet characters and pet default voices that they go to.
Okay.
Right? And, you know, when they do it in class, you see them defaulting to that like the fourth time. You go, nah, make a different choice. And so you sort of like try
that's
to
coach
them out of it. Yeah, so
that's cool.
So hope you know at least teachers you know who are worthwhile will coach you out of that.
Nice.
Really. So
I mean, it's so weird because almost everyone in improv their first 6 months defaults into a long duck dong.
It's
what do you mean?
Just very racist.
Yeah. Really?
No.
It's the one kind of acting I never did. Improv, like my first little thing was that rehearsal that
we did. I after years of trying to get her to go to your theater, and she didn't, so the place shut down.
That's why.
It was my fault.
Thanks, Eva.
Sorry.
I mean,
I was actually the donor for you guys.
Yeah,
very Dickensian style. I was. Showing money
every December 25th would be there as you miserly counted out your gold coins.
You know, I just decided to stop.
How much do you need? There are no sets in improv.
Well, wait, you were like the secret Dickensian benefactor.
Yeah, yeah, I was.
Like you would reveal yourself.
Yes.
Because you
Looking
know
Great you, Expectations.
Yeah, yeah, because years ago I saved you from prison.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
You what?
Thank you so much. I was your benefactor. But it was I've never
and
done
all
it
along enough. I thought it was Miss Havisham.
Now that time. I did cliff note my way through as a kid. I've read chunks.
Yeah, Great Expectations.
Yeah,
and they made a pretty decent movie too
with Paltrow, right?
With Paltrow and Ethan Hawke and the late Anne Bancroft as Havisham.
She was amazing.
She was fantastic.
Who played Joe?
Was it Robert De Niro?
Yes,
it was.
De Niro was definitely in the film.
He was in that movie.
It was Joe Gargery.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think it was
No, it wasn't. It was Chris. What's his name? That guy who's always in the Chris.
I'm liking this.
Chris, not. I want to say Chris Makepeace, and that's not it. Chris.
That sounds like a hobo's name.
You know him if you saw him. He played Bob Hanson in the movie where they caught the CIA spy. He was. You'd know this guy.
Okay.
He's not a hey it's that guy, but Chris. If only we had access to a machine.
Yeah.
Figure this out. Won't science help?
Talk amongst yourselves, boys. I'm gonna pull up a machine.
I want to hear mystery, Chris.
You want to hear?
Yeah. Make your hands do things faster.
What? Oh, sorry. I'm slow. I know that De Niro was in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't Joe Gargery.
Okay.
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 Well, who was
the okay game?
Because right now, I need the movie.
Was it Ron Jeremy?
He's the guy with the
hedgehog
that can you know that can do his own. I did not believe you when you told me that Jeremy could.
And then we went and saw him that night.
Hank Azaria,
Chris Cooper. That's right.
He was in. I was watching August Osage County.
Oh, was Kevin Spacey going to kill him?
Yeah.
That would be.
Chris Cooper is so good.
He's fantastic.
That was a role, Kevin. You need to draw a line somewhere.
Yes, Chris Cooper was the uncle.
Chris Cooper started. He basically is like a John Sayles protege. Like I love John Sayles movies.
Is he a Steppenwolf guy?
No, you're thinking of what's that guy's name? Who was in? Oh God damn it. He wrote August Osage County. The guy
Tracy Letts.
Tracy Letts, right? Yeah. He's a Steppenwolf guy.
Okay.
He and
I'm just proud because I know you
John
guys
Malkovich,
are talking about
Malkovich
and Gary Sinise.
Gary Sinise
and the actress who played Roseanne's sister.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Laurie Metcalf.
Laurie Metcalf. She is a Steppenwolf girl.
You know, they just announced she's going to be they're reprising Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Uh-huh.
She's going to be in it.
I saw Let's Do Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf here in D.C. about 7 or 8 years ago.
Directed or he was in it?
He was in it. He played George, yeah.
Nice. I saw it on Broadway with Kathy Bates.
Nice.
And I think it was Bill Irwin.
I saw Bill Irwin and Kathleen Turner do it.
That's the one I saw. Kathleen Turner.
Kathy Bates. You're supposed to want to fuck Martha,
kind of.
But
Kathleen Turner. That's the one
you
I saw.
That. Yeah. It was actually hilarious.
It was amazing.
They found the comedy in that where you. It was pretty damn funny.
It was really.
Kathleen
good.
Turner was great in it.
She was fantastic.
She's very bad. She's hot.
George. She's good, but she's. She's no Elizabeth Taylor though.
No.
No.
I never got the whole Elizabeth Taylor thing being the age that I am. And then I watched Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and I was like, I would have knocked the bottom front and sides out of that.
I love how you say Woolf.
Woolf?
You say Woof.
Woof.
You just go Virginia Who's Afraid Woolf? Of Virginia Woolf.
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, man?
You always say Woof.
Yeah, make me say donkey.
Say donkey.
Donkey.
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Woof.
Starring Snoop Dogg. Yo, 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 Martha.
Be him and Martha Stewart.
That's right.
Oh.
They're friends.
Oh, my God. They should do that.
They really should.
And that's our show.
Snoop and Martha.
That'd be good.
Yeah, it was supposed to, so Laurie Metcalf's doing it, and it was supposed to be Eddie Izzard But he dropped out, and now it's someone else.
Why? Because they're going to make him dress like a man?
Eddie Izzard is so good.
He's fantastic.
He's so good.
I've seen better.
Like McAvoy.
McAvoy.
James McAvoy.
He's had an entire career from your vagina.
He's won Oscars down there.
See how you do that. Yeah, so that was my Christmas. Yours was lovely.
Mine was good. Yeah. It was good. I had a little bit of post-Christmas blues yesterday.
Oh.
Just feeling a little down. We went to Maryland yesterday, saw my cousin Abby and her two kids, and I don't get to see her that often. And we spent, like, you know, the day with them, and then...
So let me get this straight. What? You hung out with a woman who was younger than you and has children.
Yeah,
and
two
then you
children.
Found yourself sad.
Yeah.
Go on.
You're an asshole. She's also married.
Oh, okay. And does she live with her parents?
No.
And how's her singing voice?
Terrible.
At least that.
Yeah. Just kidding. She sings like an angel. No, I just got like the blues yesterday. I don't know. There's so much buildup to Christmas.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's... I love Thanksgiving, and then it's all Christmas, and we're decorating the house and buying all the presents, and I love watching people open my presents. It's like a competition to me, you know, who got the best presents for mom and dad, and I clearly won this year. I beat my brother.
Did you?
Yeah.
He's not even here.
And he's not even here.
He doesn't care.
I know. He doesn't. But he has kids.
And he's married.
and married.
A house.
And a house. And a career.
And he sings like Mario Lanza.
I don't know. I just got the blues yesterday. But now Christmas is done. And I don't care about New Year's, really. The next big thing on my list of things to do is school starting and then go to New Orleans to see my nieces. So I'm super excited about that. I'm going to eat my way through New Orleans.
You focus on that, all the calories and...
I will.
The blood sugar spikes.
I will, because you and
good.
I are intermittent fasting when I get back.
Are we?
Yes.
When are you coming back?
I'm coming back the 21st.
Oh, okay.
So the 22nd.
All right.
Where you promised me you'd do it with
me. I've done it before. It's okay. One of the few things I don't find that difficult. Like,
I don't think it's going to be hard for me
either. Don't shove food in your fat face. Unless you're going to do that one meal shit. I'm not down with that. But if you give me like a 4-hour window or an 8-hour window, yeah, I don't care.
Have you done it?
Yeah, you've done it.
I've done intermittent fasting?
I've done intermittent fasting, yeah.
I remember you talking about it as you drank a Coke Zero and smoked a Marlboro Light in front of me.
I'm doing intermittent fasting. Look, kid, just don't eat. You'll be healthy.
Were you there in your brain? Like, were you, or did you get fuzzy? Did you follow the program?
No, I'm. This is the thing with any sort of program.
Okay,
I sort of go, okay.
Especially the James Gunn movie.
That's right. Are there broader shoulders on any human being than James Gunn? He doesn't. No,
what he did living in Eva's vagina.
I don't follow the things to the letter. I think that's the only thing that my rebellion is. Like, I actually get weirded out by people who are like. Oh my God, it's 10:05 and I'd stopped eating at 7:05. So now I sort of ballpark it. I
think, okay.
Yeah. So
how big was your eating window each day?
I was one meal a day-ing it.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But like fucking like Thanksgiving type shit or?
No. No.
Really?
No.
And did you, because I know you've said previously that you were heavier. In fact, you were inspired to lose weight when you saw yourself as a concierge in a Hawaiian hotel in a...
Not a concierge.
You weren't a concierge in an Olsen Twins film.
I've been in an Olsen Twins movie film. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you still get residuals?
Yeah, don't
sometimes?
Call them movies. They're films.
They're films.
I've been in the Olsen Twins cinematic universe.
OTCU.
like... And I come back. I'm General, what's his name? It's a trap. I'm like
Akbar.
Yeah, Admiral Akbar. Yeah.
So you were in a movie with him?
I was in a movie with the Olsen Twins.
Did you?
The credits in the film before his, there's just like an ending sequence with a FBI agent finding a pack of smokes and a Coke Zero to foreshadow his appearance.
What happened here?
The next OTC.
We have to stay for the end credits, Mom. They always put something at the end.
The last scene is, I'm getting too old for this shit. Holding up a pack of cigarettes.
It's two chairs and a copy of Truth and Comedy.
What do you think it means? I'm going to the message board.
It means he's coming back.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, you saw yourself in an Olsen Twins film, and you're like, fuck, I am fat. And then...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you've never been particularly chunk as...
No,
as far as
I'm, I was 40 pounds heavier than I am now.
Okay.
Yeah. And which... For my,
you're very thin though.
I'm not. For my body,
you have to say
no,
it.
No, here's the thing.
No, I'm not.
Skinny bitch.
Yes, you are.
For my body, like I don't. I have thin bones, right? Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So when you stick all that fat on it, it just looks.
It
doesn't look good.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, long story short, I was cast in this movie, and it was
film.
It film.
Yeah.
Letterbox. No, but I mean, it was this whole thing.
Werner Herzog directed it.
I'm in the scene. He stops the scene. Starts narrating, and here's where Sean made his large mistake. He didn't understand the existential meaninglessness of it all. Let's proceed, and then the film picks up with me talking to the Olsen twins.
That's what I imagine.
No, but like this was a series of films that they did.
Yeah,
where they played these detectives. So I was like one of like 25 films they made in a span of like 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And they were all straight to video. However, the one I was in was for that year in that category, back when they had the VHS, was the top selling children's video of that year.
Wow.
So yeah.
I imagine the cover of every film is them like,
And they're wearing hats.
Yeah, I've definitely seen those. Yeah, yeah.
If you have girls, if you know women who are about like 30, 35 years old.
Right here.
Yeah, okay, so
I've seen them.
They own these videos.
Yeah.
Like every 10-year-old, 11-year-old girl in the late 90s or mm-hmm. mid-90s own these videos. So, long story short, the video came. I put it in, and I saw myself on camera. What's the old joke? The camera ends 10 pounds.
Pounds.
There were four cameras on me then because, right?
That's why I insist on a camera on my dick.
Here's the thing. I have seen that video once. I literally took it out. I put it in its cover.
Uh-huh.
I put it up on the shelf, and I've never seen it since.
Did you take it with you to Portland?
It's there, but I've never seen it.
Okay.
So
I just want to know that you didn't like light it on fire like Jimi Hendrix guitar.
It's still there, so I can remind myself that it was once just horrifically.
I want to picture you insisting that like a 19-inch CRT TV and VCR be in the house at all times,
right.
Next to the fridge.
What was it called?
I will never reveal it.
I've tried to go through IMDb and find it, and I've come up with nothing.
It was listed on IMDb for a few years, then and it fell off.
There's ways to find it.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to act like I was out to derail the man. I did 10 minutes of Googling.
Yeah.
And then I was like, shit, can I find it on YouTube? And I couldn't. Because like when you were... shutting down the theater, I thought it'd be hilarious to just play it on the projector.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'd love that.
No, but that sort of shamed me into finally realizing that I was, unhappy using food as... using food to salve that unhappiness. And I needed to sort of work on myself.
Right.
And you purchased your first pack of Marlboros the next
day. That's right. I'm going to smoke my way out of this.
and an 8-ball. are the Olsons like Disney? Is there like the Disney archives? Are they going to release one every Christmas?
I feel they own their own shit. That's why they were so rich.
Yeah.
So rich.
I met the producer of this, who was like their manager producer.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it was a great idea. He basically said, "Look, the videos were filmed around these like exotic locations around the country. Quasi exotic locations, right?
Like Branson,
SeaWorld, SeaWorld in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
Hawaii, the Hilton Hawaiian Village. You know those places, right?
They probably did like a mountain
and
one
and
somewhere.
And basically, the guy, the producer said." here's what we want to do. We want to film these videos free of charge. Don't charge us anything and let us have do what we need to do. We'll be in and out in 2 to 3 days, but we will get a lot of product shots for, you know, and you see them at the, at, you know, and it was
brilliant.
So it was you know, a way of marketing, of being saying, look, a lot of families are going to see this. A lot of kids are going to see this. They're going to beg their parents to go to SeaWorld, blah, blah, blah. The videos cost them nothing to make. They paid schmucks like me,
yeah,
and a crew, and that was, and it was a skeleton crew. They had one camera. So you know, if you in every movie you'll see a master shot of someone like me and the Olsen twins, right? And then everything else is like what cutaways like that.
Oh,
like
wow!
One shot. So
were you in a scene with them?
I was. Yeah, you have to establish the establishing master shot. I run into camera, or I'm in my dressing room, and they run on camera. And are very, very sad.
And what's your line?
I'm not going to tell you.
Ah, come on. Oh, hooah! You girls got a great ass. Mary-Kate and Ashley. Oh, yeah.
How old were they?
They were 11 years old. At
okay,
the time.
They were young.
And here's the thing, too. Like, and like people will say, oh, my God, what were they like? Were they like horrible? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
The people, they were fucking troopers. They worked their asses off.
Of course they did.
They had to be in every shot. They could only work, you know, so many hours a day per labor laws, right?
Yeah.
So they had to cut, set up really quick, a lot of waiting. They were fucking troopers. And they were actually, like, you know, as nice as 11-year-olds could be, right? Right. The people who were insufferable were the people who were around them.
Yeah, their team.
Who were like one woman walked up to me, she says, "Hi, how are you?" And I go, "Hi, I'm very glad to meet you. My name is blah, blah, blah. I'm Ashley's esthetician." And I go, oh, yeah. You know.
Yeah, the skin.
The skin people, right? Right. But they each had their own devoted, dedicated esthetician, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not as perverse as a woman walking up to you and being proud of the fact that she's an esthetician for an 11-year-old girl.
I'm her private
esthetician. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there was a whole team of dietitian and
an 11-year-old doesn't have
exactly right
perfect skin. Yeah. So, like, you don't get pimples, so you're like a little bit older.
Yeah. So they were nice. It's the people around them who were kind of.
Oh yeah, their team.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Incorrect, Eva. Steroids give you pimples at any age. So.
They were probably taking like reverse steroids to like keep them young.
Winnow down our bone frame.
Yeah, for as long as Disney could make money or whoever they were run by.
Right.
Just starved.
Just right place, right time with them. Like Full House needed a baby and it had to be twins because of labor laws.
Right.
Here's two cute ones that don't cry.
Right. How come Mary-Kate and Ashley had the career they had? And Lindsay and Sydney Greenbush, who played Carrie on Little House on the Prairie, didn't have a bigger career.
Right.
Why did that happen?
It was right place, right time. You watched Full House, didn't you? Cut it out.
I didn't watch it when it was like on freshly, like first run stuff.
You watch it when it became a cult.
Yes. Once it got syndicated, I remember there was like a Christmas break. I sat in the back bedroom, which had the shitty bunny ears TV, and I watched it over the air for like a week. And even at that age where you could watch a test pattern and be like, this deserves an Oscar, after 1 week of Full House, I was like, well, that's enough of that.
I'm done.
Yeah. I think I get the gist.
I think I get it.
Yeah. I still think the most ironic thing about that show was that Bob Saget was cast as this wholesome father figure.
Yeah.
And Saget is like the most awful stand-up. Even like among stand-ups, you're like, Saget is fucking sick. He's just the things that he would say.
He would always go very far over the top.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I've never seen, I know he has that reputation, but I've never seen, I know him from Full House, and I know him from How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
I know he has the reputation for being disgusting.
Who was the guy that produced?
Oh, and he was on Entourage, like playing himself. Yeah. I remember that.
Entourage. So, but Paul, what's his name? Who produced? The Aristocrats.
Mm-hmm. Aristocrats.
He tells this story about Saget, and it's so. Long story short, so Saget and his first wife had a daughter, And the daughter was born with like a significant like heart defect or something like that.
Oh, no.
There was some sort of like major medical problem. And it was like touch and go. They literally did not know for a couple of weeks whether or not she was going to live or make it out of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Medical miracle after medical miracle, you know, she survives, right? And they finally bring her home, right? And they have a party. He and his wife have a party, and they invite all their communities. They're like, hey, we're glad our daughter's home, right? So, they all show up. Paul Prudhomme. Not Paul Prudhomme. That's the chef. I'll think of his name in just a minute. But Paul Provenza tells this story.
Okay.
So all these comedians show up, and you know it's you know, they're all happy. There's tears. You know, everybody's happy. And so Bob says, "Hey guys, you know it's all the guys, right? Hey, you want to come see her, right?" And Provenza says, "He's like we all walk in, and there's like a light shining onto the bassinet, right? And she just couldn't look more angelic, and everyone's so happy, right? And like one by one, they go, oh, you know, what were we just talking about?
Congratulations.
No, who's the comedian?
Chris Cooper.
No.
Paul Provenza.
No, the guy who played on Full House.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget, right. So I'm hungover as hell. So one by the going, oh my God, Bob, she's beautiful. Yeah, and they're all like, oh my God, she's wonderful. And Bob says, yeah, she really is beautiful. And then he says, for $10, I'll let you finger her.
The hospital stay was not free.
Oh my God.
And that's like characteristic Bob Saget. Yeah. That's like the way he is. So you know, the irony of him playing this wholesome father.
Danny Tanner.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'm just offended by the price. No, I wanted that story to be, it was a surprise party, and they said surprise, and she died.
That's what I was expecting, because that would have been... That's what I honestly was expecting, that there was a dead baby in the bassinet.
And he forced her into every scene of Full House.
Somehow. Oh, my God.
We can do however much longer, but we can also say we're done and not have to do it.
I'm hungover and I'm kind of hitting the wall.
Okay. Well, Sean.
Yeah.
It's been wonderful having you
buddy. What do you want?
And
what do you want?
Oh,
yeah.
What shows do you have coming up, man? I'll have it up tomorrow.
Okay. Michael Johnson and I are performing as Shawn Michaels at the Coalition Theater in Richmond, Virginia on Saturday night. What is today's Friday?
27th is today.
So today's Friday, right? Tomorrow night. So if you're in Richmond, if you're any of those fans of the Papa's Basement in Richmond, be at the Coalition Theater tomorrow night. It'll be us and some local troops as well. So, and then we're all going to do a jam mashup after. Monday the 30th, myself and the honored gentleman sitting across from me, John Papa Giorgio, are going to be part of the Shawn Michaels Unified Scene Theater Scenesters mashup show at Summer's Bar and Restaurant in Arlington, Virginia, near Courthouse Square. So
I'm working the door.
And Eva's working the door, and that starts at 8 p.m. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Tickets are going fast.
So. They actually are.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta get one.
Yeah. No, you work the door.
That's right.
The help gets in for free.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think it's 10 bones a ticket or something like that. And
literal bones?
Literal bones. And then we're taking all the money at the end and just throwing it into a booze fund.
Cool.
For everyone that wants booze and a food fund for us fat asses.
Yay.
Yay. Yeah, everyone, that was Papa's Basement. Sean, I've missed you, man.
Right back at you, sweetheart.
Good to have you back. Eva, always good having you here.
Thank you.
And this is my first time spending any great length of time with Eva, and she is you are an angel. You're amazing.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Thank you. So are you, and you were wonderful the other day in the show.
You're very kind.
You were hilarious.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I have so much I want to say off mic.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, Sean, it was great seeing you perform the other night.
It was awesome.
Thank you.
So funny.
Yeah. That was her first, at least in this area.
In this area. Yeah.
All right. Well, come on out, see us live, and if you're, you know, really far away, that's not an excuse. Airplanes have been invented. And if you don't do it, we know that you don't love us.
Mm-hmm.
And until the next one, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Show, great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.